Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please, Junior, welcome my granddaddy, Baba Jahi.
Well, hey, good morning again. Thank you, Isaiah, as you do each and every time we come on the air introducing the show to our listening audience. I want to thank the 40,000-plus listeners who have tuned into a show here on Home-Based Fitness 101, truly making us one of the popular shows here on terms of Blog Talk Radio that's dealing with business, and specifically home-based business. And hey, you know, we got a great show again for you today. Doing part two today, there's a Bright Future of Network Marketing, part two, the Bright Future of Network Marketing. And I did get a couple requests for some things to cover this morning, and so I'm going to, respond to those requests. One request was to explain the tax advantages. And that's a good question, because right now, for those of you who really want to increase your tax return and you do not currently have a home-based business, this is something that you can take advantage of and be able to have a deduction for the last quarter of this year if you sign up into a home-based business this month, or even as late as December 31st. But I would suggest that you do it before that and get involved and say, what's the advantages in doing that? Well, for minimal investment and putting this time, effort, and energy, it could possibly increase your tax return from anywhere from $1,000 more coming back to much as $5,000, maybe $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, or $10,000. Again, you need to get with a licensed tax professional, and not only just a licensed tax professional, but one that specializes in home-based business and understands the home-based business tax laws. There was laws that Congress specifically set up for home-based business entrepreneurs that allows you certain tax deductions, and I'm going to cover some of those. So someone did ask me to speak on that topic in relationship to network marketing and working from home, because most network marketing companies, you do not have a corporate office you go to. Your office is your home. And what does that mean? That means that with your office being your home, you're entitled to what's called the home office tax deduction, the home office tax deduction. Now, what is the home office tax deduction? There's a specific form that the IRS created for the home office tax deduction. Besides filling out a Schedule C, which is profit and loss from your business, there's a form called Form 8829, Business Use of Home. Now, the Business Use of Home form allows you to deduct a percentage of your mortgage or your rent. It says business use of home. You could be in an apartment, and yes, you are entitled to use this form, business use of home. And that's why I say you really need to make sure you get with a tax professional that understands and knows the home-based business tax laws, because some people will tell you, well, you're renting. You can't write off your rent. You're not a homeowner. That's not true. That's not true. On the form, it has their mortgage, and it also has on their rent. So why would the IRS create a form and have rent on there if you cannot write off, just use the proper term, deduct a portion of your rent? And how do you come up with that formula? Determine what is the portion that you entitled to deduct. And you come up with the formula by the percentage of your dwelling that you use for business. So I'm going to give you a couple examples here. Let's say you have an apartment and you got a two-bedroom apartment and you use one of the bedrooms for an office where you got your computer and your file cabinet, business-related books, other items, and then you maybe use another room in your apartment. Maybe you use your living room to host home parties or do presentations. And so that's two rooms. And so if you only have, if you got five rooms in your apartment and you use two, well, two out of five, that means you're using two-fifths of your dwelling, or that comes out to 40%. So that, what does that mean? That means now that 40% of your rent is tax deductible because your business is in your home. 40% of your utility bill is tax deductible. So those are two major expenses, your utilities, your rent, and then if there's a maintenance fee in terms of your apartment, then 40% of that. Well, let's switch the situation and say you're in a house. And, you know, use the same scenario depending on the portion of the house that you use for your business, whether you have your office, maybe, you know, presentation room or another room that you use to store things in. And you basically, you measure off those rooms and you come up with square footage that you're using for business. And then you divide that into the square footage of your house. And whatever that comes out to be, that's the percentage of your house that you use for business purposes, which means if you have a mortgage, then you're able to write off that percentage of your mortgage, that percentage of your real estate tax, your homeowner's insurance, everything related to that house. If you pay somebody to, you know, for landscaping, you know, to mow your lawn or snow removal, then whatever that formula is. And again, let's just, you know, for the sake of for numbers, to say again, if it was 40%, then that means, you know, 40% of what you pay for your house upkeep, along with 40% of your utility bill, 40% of your water bill, 40% of your mortgage, is tax deductible. And so this really helps with lowering your tax liability, which will enable you to, especially if you're still working a W-2 job, which will allow you to leverage your network marketing or your home-based business against your job, which will increase the size of your tax return. And with this, one of the other things people get confused about is that you're entitled for up to 3 years to run your business, and if you end up with a loss, and you can deduct a loss up to 3 years, but a fourth year, you need to be able to show a profit. So you got to get, so basically, so what they're doing is they understand when you're building a business, it takes the time to get to the point that you're in the black, that you actually have a profit or breaking even. So Congress allows you 3 years to get your business to the point that you're making a profit. So that means for the first 3 years of your business, if you don't make a profit, then you're able to deduct your expenses with a loss. And what that's going to do is, again, it's going to lower your taxable income. And so when we say, you know, a loss, let's say, you know, when you add up your rent and your mortgage, your utilities and all of that, and your internet, which, you know, you're able, if you have a website, then you have to have access to the World Wide Web. So that means your internet bill is also tax deductible, depending on the type of home-based business or network marketing company that you're in. Then there's a possibility of being able to write off your cable expense. For those that are involved in the business that I'm in terms of the travel industry, where you're able to write off your cable because you need to have access to the Travel Channel, you need to have access to CNN and other news portals that keeps you abreast on what's going on internationally and worldwide, because if you're planning trips for people or, you know, for people to go somewhere, you need to know what's going on. You know if there's a travel advisory and information like that, so that enables you, that particular business, to also write off your cable expenses. So you got all of these different things that's going on in your home. And then if you have a landline for your phone, you cannot deduct your landline. But if you have a landline, what that means is that you can write off 100% of your cell phone bill, because you can technically say your landline is for your personal calls, and it's your cell phone is primarily for reaching your customers or for customers to be able to reach you, because you know, as a home-based business, you want to go, you're not home all the time, so your cell phone, so that your customer base can communicate with you and be able to reach you at various times, intervals throughout the course of a business day. So all of these, you know, when you add all of these up, let's say you add them all up and you made, say, $300 in your business, which means you didn't generate a 1099. Now, some places will tell you, you go to some of these tax places, they'll tell you, you don't have a 1099 for the business, you can't write it off. No, it's not true. Most network marketing companies, you have a back office that keeps track of your commissions or, you know, whatever your commissions were, and you can print that out. And, you know, if you didn't earn $600 and generated a 1099, you can print that out. You can show what you earned. Or if you earned zero, which is really, you know, you know, you need to get with whoever your sponsor is so you could, you know, earn some money. But if you earn zero, you still can list, you know, hey, I had zero income. I didn't make no money in the business, but I have these expenses. And, yes, you can deduct those expenses. Unfortunately, some people that are tax professionals that do not specialize in home-based business or breast or home-based business tax laws, give people misinformation at times. I have a client who is involved in a company, and you know she didn't generate a 1099, and people told her because she didn't earn $500 that she couldn't write her business off. And, you know, I just asked her, I said, "Well, you tell them to show you that in the IRS regulations, because it doesn't exist. That's their own little rule they came up with." See, and you got to make sure the people follow the rules that the government has, not their rules. See, all the things that I'm telling you is not my rules. These are rules and regulations. You go read them in the manuals. Anyway, the IRS rule states you must show intent to make a profit. It does not say that you had to earn X amount of dollars in order to take advantage of a home-based business tax deduction or even to fill out a Schedule C. Schedule C, it says at the top, profit and loss for business. Why, yet, does the IRS have word profit and loss? Because everyone's not going to profit. See, it doesn't say profit from business. It says profit and loss. So they understand that, you know, there's people that's going to have a loss. Again, so you got 3 years that you can show a loss, 3 consecutive years that you can show a loss. The fourth year, you need to show a profit, or they're not going to allow you to deduct the home-based business deduction going into that fourth year. You could be to break even or show a profit. And so that's important. One of the things you want to keep in mind. And then you should be working to ultimately end up with a profit in the business anyway. And when you do, then all you need to do is when you do end up with a profit in your business is then you find something that you need for your business. And you purchase it. That way it becomes a deduction. And you can basically get to the point where you just always break even. Because, to give you an example, one of the people that we know from the company that we're in, when they earned $1 million in the business, what they did, they went out and they bought an RV. Bought an RV that cost $1.2 million. The accountant told them, you know, you earned $1 million. You need to find something. You need for your business. So they bought an RV, which they bought for business purposes to allow them to travel around the country, to be able to do presentations, you know, get to other cities without catching a plane, you know, when they wanted to. And so their RV was for business purposes. So that way, that kept them from having to pay taxes on that $1 million. They used it for business purposes. And see, those are tremendous advantages, again, in having a home-based business. It becomes a tax shelter. Allows you to shelter income and money. But see, if they didn't have a home-based business but wasn't able to have a home-based business deduction, when they earned that $1 million, they would have been taxed on that $1 million. And at a 38% tax bracket means they would have had to give up off $1 million, $380,000 that went to the IRS. But they took the $1 million and they bought an RV, and thus the only tax they paid was tax they paid on, you know, whatever the sales tax was on the RV, but they didn't have to pay any income tax on that $1 million because they bought it, they spent it, used it for a business purpose and business deduction. So these are things that you really want to understand, and it's the power, again, of becoming an entrepreneur. See, there's two tax systems in this country. I know some people say, yeah, one for the rich and one for the poor. No. One for employees and one for business owners. And when you become involved in network marketing, you are a business owner. Treat your business like a business, and it will reward you like a business. Treat it like a hobby, and it will reward you like a hobby. So it's very, very important that you, you know, treat your business like a business, and it will definitely, definitely, definitely take care of you. Now, one of the other deductions that you can come up with also is, since you're self-employed, is health insurance and life insurance. And, you know, if you purchase those items, then you're purchasing them to, you know, ensure your health, to be able to do your business, and ensure your life so that something happens to you, that, you know, your loved ones are able to still manage to carry your business forward. And all that. So that becomes tax deductible also. Now, one of the great things about, you know, again, not necessarily just toot our horn, but in the company that we're involved with, once you reach one of the top leaders, one of the leadership positions in this company, position called a national sales director, our company gives people free health insurance, $150,000 worth of life insurance. Free health insurance, even if you have a pre-existing condition. So it might be something, you know, some of you out there who's thinking about getting involved in network marketing, again, you know, hey, give us a call or send us a text at 252-406-0774. And, you know, we can help you get involved in this industry. Okay? It's a bright future in network marketing. More and more people are, you know, getting involved in network marketing. It's one of the places, as Robert Kiyosaki said, a quote that I shared yesterday, it's a level playing field. It's an equal opportunity business venture. It does not discriminate against people because based on productivity. Doesn't matter whether you're a woman. Doesn't matter what race you are. Doesn't matter about what religion you are. It's an equal opportunity industry. So you definitely, if you, you know, again, as I was saying yesterday, if you're thinking about earning some extra money for the holidays or earning extra money, period, if you take and go to work and make sure that you're coachable and you're trainable, whatever network marketing opportunity you get involved with, you know, get with the people who are earning money and let them properly teach you and train you on what to do, what to say. Again, as I said, you know, it's a people business, so you really need to be able to brush up on your people skills. If you don't like talking to people and you always got a disposition dealing with folk and snappy and don't know how to smile, then network marketing won't be for you. I'll just be honest with you. You know, and you need to find something else to earn some extra money. But if you're a pleasant person and you really like dealing with folks, then, you know, think about it. sister said yesterday, you know, what joy is there to work all day, you know, working 40 hours a week, and then you get off, you go, you take that job at the mall, you work from 6 to 10, I think, you know, minimum they go what you put in 4 hours. And some of the places during the holiday season, they stay open to 11, so they might ask you to stay from 6 to 11. Some of them, they might want you to work nights and stock shelves and other stuff, but basically you're giving up time. And if you have a family, you don't get to see your children. You're not there to be able to make sure, you know, their homework was done, be able to sit down and eat with them, find out what they want, what they had in school. Where if you're working from home when you get off your job, at least you're there in the house, even though, you know, yeah, you might have some phone calls to do and some computer work, but you're there, and you can take a break here and there and check on your family. But if you're away at the mall, you know, in a lot of these jobs, you can't even use your cell phone. So something's going on at home, and your child needs to reach you. You know, it's just not a good situation. But network marketing can rescue you from those type of situations where, you know, you want to do something extra to bring in something extra. But again, remember now, you have to be coachable and trainable the same way you'd have to be when you go to work a job. When you go to work a job, and they show you what needs to be done. And if you don't do it, you don't, they fire you. Well, in network marketing, it's a little bit different. You don't do what needs to be done. You basically, you know, you fire yourself. You just got to make more money, and basically the people that sponsored you are going to put you in a category saying you're not coachable, you're not teachable, you're not trainable, and they just ain't going to work with you. And I'm sharing that from a real practical standpoint and point of view, because once people let me know, and people don't come out and tell you, I'm not coachable, their behavior tells you they're not coachable. I'm not teachable. I'm not trainable. I don't want to do it like that. I want to do it like this. Well, fine, you go do it like you want to do it. You need to make sure you get with the people who are earning money in your industry. They're not going to steer you wrong. They might tell you some things that you have to do that you don't want to do, but you need to do them in order to be successful at the company that you are. So, again, you know, if you got any other questions or whatever, make sure you just send us a text with your email address. It's 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774. And today we basically shared with you some tax tips about working from home and how to use tax strategies that are legally, morally, and ethically designed for you, the business owner, to lower your taxable liabilities. You know, we're not talking about, this is not getting over on the government. These are laws that the government created for business owners because they know the business owners stimulate the economy. So thus they have a set of rules for business owners when filing taxes that are different than for employees, when employees file taxes. So having a part-time business, a home-based business, puts you in the category of being a business owner and allows you to take advantage of the business owner tax laws. And that's something that you really, really want to make sure that you do as a business owner. So, hey, this has been Bobby Jaggi here on Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. And again, we want to thank you for tuning in today. We'll be back again tomorrow. My grandmother says, if God willing, the creek don't rise. Again, you know, we send out our prayers, as we did yesterday. Again, we send out our prayers and our condolences to those people that were affected by Hurricane Sandy. We had this morning, the death toll was up to 47. People, and, you know, we send out our prayers and condolences to those families who lost loved ones in this horrific storm. And we pray for those that lost you know, possessions, you know, to get the help that they need to, you know, help them recoup from the different tragedies that they have experienced. We know we cannot bring back life, so we send prayers and condolences for those that lost loved ones. But those that lost material things, we hope that you get the help you need to regain some of the material possessions that you lost. So until next time, God bless you, and thank you for tuning in. Have a great day.